Well, congrats. A state championship. We talked a while back. Had a good idea that you can make a run with your boys and who you had, and what a phenomenal season. You faced some really good competition along the way in a lot of your meets, and boys went down to Omaha for 2 days, 2 days, and really performed well, didn't they?
Oh yeah, definitely. I mean, when you got teams like Chase County in your conference and St. Pat's, and you know, you definitely have the competition all year long to push you to really see where you're at.
Yeah, this area, and I think I talked about this with some other coaches, yourself, with your SPVA teams, are really, really tough. Yet Dundee County Stratton had a couple of meets, I think, this year, and competing against those kids who then went to Omaha and won medals themselves, that really helps those kids, you know, get ready for the big races, big events, doesn't it?
Oh, definitely. I mean, we definitely had the competition this year down there twice, and I mean, obviously they were pretty strong after you saw what they did in Omaha, and you know, it just seemed like about every meet we were going to, we had some pretty good competition to really judge where we were at and push us a little bit more, and so yeah, it was good to see.
I know West Holt was second, St. Pat's was third. Did you kind of, when you pinned the paper and figured out the points before the state meet, you kind of figure on those other two teams being right in the mix as well?
You know, I didn't do a ton of that, but I know some of my assistant coaches that did a little bit, and our boys, you know, several of them did it constantly. They were always keeping me kind of updated, so I didn't really have to do much of that. I kind of left it to them, and they were pretty accurate. We knew, like with our 4x8, that we were told, you know, Lincoln Lutheran had some 800 runners. They just hadn't put them together yet. So we were kind of thinking that was going to be a tough one. And, you know, it turned out was. So, but yeah, we kind of had a little bit of an idea of who those top area or top teams were going to be. And, you know, and they kept telling me, you know, we do have a chance. And, as long as we just kind of went down and did our thing and not worry about anybody else, and I think that's kind of what they did when we got down there.
Yeah, who would imagine you run 801 in the 4x8 and get second? That would, you never think that would happen.
No, and that's what I told the kids. I said it's kind of the same with a lot of the events down there, but with that one especially. I mean, last year that would have won it. You don't know year to year. I told them back in the old days, you know, when I ran, the year we won state 4x8, 815 won it. You know, it's weird how that changes from year to year.
Same kind of goes in the 4x4, the very last event. You ran 327, which is not terrible, but gosh, you see West Holt, you had a feeling, boy, they ran, what, 318, 317 early in the season. They ran 319 in this one, that they were going to be probably a tough team to beat in that 4x4.
Yeah, we knew that, you know, it was probably going to be, you know, pretty tough to beat them in a 4x4. We knew what they had coming in and that. We just, you know, we didn't have the guns to run that kind of a time. We did run right at our school record PR time, you know, just slightly over it. So, I mean, the kids ran, you know, as good as I could hope for. And that's what, you know, down there we were hoping that if we, you know, in the title team race or whatever, we were hoping it wasn't going to come down to that race. And, you know, Ryder Potts kind of secured that for us in that 200 final. So it kind of took some pressure off of them. And I think they were able to run that 4x4 just a little more relaxed and just had some fun with it.
Yeah, middle distance guys, coach, wow, they have been just awesome all year long. And to go down there and the mile and 2 mile go 1 and 2 and Mason in the half finished, you know, a very respectable second. All were PR times. They improved those times in every one of those races, didn't they?
Oh yeah. I mean, we came back with 4 school records. I mean, the 4x8 was a school record. The 800, you know, another one of those events. You know, a 155, you think would win that thing. You get second, you know, but that was a school record. The mile, 2 miles were both school records again. I mean, I've never had a year where I've really watched our records so close or meet records so close, just because every meet there was a chance of something going down.
You lean on those seniors, Coach, and Ryder Potts and Mason McGreer, Brock Tinas, just to name a few that ran a lot for you over the past couple of years and had a great senior season. Great way for them to go out, isn't it?
Oh, I couldn't be happier for them. I mean, we were talking, I think, at our sports banquet. You know, I was talking, recognizing our seniors, and I said, you know, these boys are going to be hard to replace. There's a ton of points right there with the ones that we're going to lose this year, that we're going to have to step up and find a way to fill some shoes a little bit. Obviously, Eli will help do that. Ethan Sweezy, I couldn't be happier for him, too. I was kind of bummed, like I said, he finished ninth. He was kind of finished in that boat where Eli was last year. He finished ninth, and you know, that kid's worked so hard and gotten himself, you know, in position where he's getting medals, he's qualifying for state. It's like, I can't wait. I think he's one that's going to help fill in some shoes next year. Sprints, we might be, you know, with Ryder, that one's going to be a tough one to fill for a little bit, but we'll see. I think we got a couple freshmen that were freshmen this year that I think are going to get there if they get a little stronger. Carson Green, I think, was one. He went down as our alternate this year. Thought we were going to have to use him there for a little bit, but thank goodness Ryder was able to, you know, finish up his races for us. Yeah, Brock Tinas, you know, he's another one. That kid I was so proud of. I just, when he was a freshman, you looked at him, you just kind of a little string bean kid, you know, deer in the headlights look. He didn't know, we weren't sure what we were going to do with him. We tried him in sprints, we tried him in some field events and distance, and it took us 4 years, but I think we really figured out where he needed to be, and he just did everything he could. I mean, the kid was turning in 51s in the quarter, and by the time he was done, he had a 159 split in the 4x8. So, I mean, couldn't have asked for any more from him either. I mean, just, you know, his open eight, we were hoping that was going to be maybe some bonus points if he was to squeak out a seventh or eighth there. He ran right at his PR. Actually, that was his PR. So, I mean, we couldn't ask for more from him right there. It's just like I said, that 800 was loaded this year at state. So, now they're going to be a tough bunch to fill their shoes.
I think you've got a pretty good junior high program. You've got some up-and-comers, maybe eighth grade, maybe not contribute next year, but the future looks bright for you as well?
Yeah, we got a few coming in. I think girl-wise, I'm thinking we should maybe go up a couple in numbers, be pretty close. Boys, I think it'll be kind of a trade-off maybe if we get the ones out that were out in junior high. But there, you know, there's some kids there with some talent. I know Preston's brother is a thrower. Luke's brother, he's kind of a thrower. Another one, you know, a couple there we could get. Like I said, with the running part, that's always tough coming in as a freshman. You know, they don't realize how strong they need to be to really compete at that level when you're competing against juniors and seniors. And, you know, so to get them to trust and believe in the system, the process that we put them through, you know, that's the whole key to it. If they'll just believe in it and trust it, it may not happen right away. I mean, like as a freshman, possibly even as a sophomore, but that's where I use my kids like Brock Tinas and have them come talk to them and say, hey, this is where I was as a freshman and where I ended up as a state champion. I mean, I think that's a perfect kid to, you know, address those younger ones about how you got to stick with it and just trust the process.
On the girls' side, I know girls down there, you know, with Libby Cole, Cam Clockman, Madison Ponsall, just to name a few, got down there, didn't quite to get where they wanted to, but hey, they made it down there, and I know a couple of those, I know Libby's a senior, you'll miss her, a couple of the other girls are youngsters, you'll have them back for next year again.
Yeah, we'll have the other ones back, and it was kind of the same way I was telling them, I told all of them, the other three anyway, when they got done competing, I said, now, you've got to get stronger in the off season. You know, there's only so much we can do in our short 12-week season. to get them strong. We did what we could. You know, we did a lot of hill training and stuff this year, but that off season is so important, and that's kind of where some of those boys got where they did, was they were just constantly out working, and that's what I need those girls to do. I mean, Ella should be coming back pretty good for the hurdles. Cam, I mean, she was just a heel kick away from hitting that 5 foot, and that five foot got, was, I think, 6th, 7th, and 8th were all at 5 foot, I think, down there. So, I mean, she knows, now she's experienced it, she knows what that's like. Madison, we just got to get healthy. She never did completely get healthy from that quad strain that was kind of bothering her knee. So I said, just, I told her, make sure she just took some time for herself and get healthy before she starts pushing into the other sports again, because that was what kind of hurt her. And I know it was frustrating for her. She and I talked afterwards, you know, she said, you know, some tears and this and that. I mean, just, you know, I felt bad for her. She just never did get healthy this year enough, you know, to get qualified. But I know she would have, she's one of those healthy, a healthy Madison would have placed in probably both, you know, running events this year. So just got to get them stronger and healthy.
I know you welcome a couple of more schools in the SPVA with Valentine and Mitchell. I know we were talking the other day with Coach Zugi and Coach Hux. Well, you know, look what Valentine, the Cronin kid, and the high jump and the hurdles, what he did. And I know Mitchell's always had some good athletes, so that'll be two toughies coming into the conference next year.
Yeah, definitely. We were talking as a coaching staff, you know, just thinking about, you know, depending on who goes what class next year in track. You know, Chase County came back to see, and Kimball, I heard there's possible they could come back to see. You know, we were talking that district, C9 district, could end up just being an SPVA district almost, or just a conference meet, you know, when you had Hershey and St. Pat's in there. Obviously, some, you know, if those teams come back to see, there's going to be, somebody's going to have to get kicked out, one or two, but that could be a conference district meet, which could be interesting.